people call it different things. I'm not sure what you call it. Dancing eyes, wobbly
Wobbly
eyes.
eyes. I think what you're referring to is nystagmus.
Nystagmus, that little understood condition. Would you like to explain for anybody out there that doesn't know what it is, what nystagmus is?
You never told me I had to explain nystagmus.
Well, in a nutshell, Sarah, what is it?
In a nutshell, it's the involuntary movement of the eye of neurological origin.
The reason I want to talk about it comes off the back of an encounter I had a few days ago. I was going to my daughter's, I was meeting with her key worker at nursery and just have a chat up and catch up about how she's doing. A spontaneous meeting in it, and they've got a tiny room. It's like kind of a broom cupboard. No
Cozy.
pictures on the walls, nothing, very empty. Two chairs, I sat opposite her. We started talking, and obviously, like every sort of 5 seconds, I'm kind of looking away, as you do. You're looking at the person. I don't know if you do it, but I do it. I
I
look at
do, yeah,
them,
I do.
kind of look away. And what I was noticing was that she, every time I looked away, she looked where I was looking
To see what you're looking
to see what I
at.
was looking at. And obviously, there was absolutely nothing in this room. You know, it was just an empty room with plain walls, nothing there. And I began to think, what is she thinking that I'm looking at? And gradually, she stopped doing it. But then I changed the success, so sort of looking over to my right. Then gradually, I sort of looked down. First of all, she then looked down. Then I sort of looked over to the left a bit. She looked over to the left. And after about sort of 2 or 3 minutes of this, she kind of stopped thinking that there was something really exciting going on in this room. I have
You'd
no
make
idea.
someone really paranoid,
I know, I
couldn't
have
you?
no idea what she was thinking. I've no idea. And it just made me think, I have no idea. When I look in a mirror, I have no idea that my eyes are moving. And we've had a discussion before. I mean, I think if you're looking, it's noticeable, isn't it? But it's not like bonkers eyes that go all over the place.
No.
So I was thinking, what does she think of me? What do you think she thinks? Does she think she noticed? Do you think?
I don't know, because sometimes I think it comes across as like almost social awkwardness. So it comes across that you don't want to make eye
Like
contact with
kind of
somebody.
shifty.
And yeah, a bit shifty. Yeah, you're a bit like suspicious. Like, obviously, if she was suspicious about what's going on with your daughter at home. And I can imagine that would be, people must think, well, why do they keep looking? Are they, do they really self-conscious? Are you a bit shy? Or they think there is something going on. There's like a fly in the room or something like that. Or
They're
there's like
looking for this
somebody,
elusive fly that's not making a noise. It's
or like
just.
a mini person hiding in the corner that's waving at you every now and again or something. I don't know. I don't know what people think. And that's sometimes where one of those situations where you go, right, okay, I either explain to somebody right now and go, it's because I have nystagmus and I can't look at you for long periods without starting to feel a bit
But
dizzy.
nobody would ever know what
Or
that was. And I would never in a million years say that. I would never tell anybody.
I don't, do you know, I just don't know, because sometimes I think like I would hate to feel that somebody had come away from a meeting with me, particularly somebody who I wanted to have a good opinion of me, like my child's nursery nurse, who I'd want to sort of to see me in a positive light and in a normal kind of light. I would hate for them to go away and think, ooh, what's going on there? Why are they doing that? Or like I was kind of when you meet new people, when you meet new friends or whatever, I would absolutely hate it if people walk if I felt that somebody walked away thinking something funny with her, isn't there? So in many ways, I think I possibly w would be more open about it, or would be very clear from the beginning that I was visually impaired. So I don't know. It's about necessarily saying I have nystagmus. That is why I don't focus in one place for any length of time. I think I would say, oh, I'm visually impaired. And I think suddenly that then answers a whole myriad of questions for people because they're just like, oh, she's got kind of crazy eyes. All right. Didn't see very well. Fair enough.
Here's a question. Why can you not see it in the mirror? Do you know why you can't see it in the mirror? Because
I don't know,
people have said
actually.
if you record, if you look at, if you take a video of your eye and you record it, then you can see it on video. So what's the difference between that and looking in a mirror? And because I wouldn't have a clue I'd got it. You know, I well, no, that's not true. Like if I'm tired or something, but generally I wouldn't. No, so I don't know why when you look in a mirror, you can't see it.
Maybe it's because it's shifting with you. I don't know, maybe you can't kind of perceive that shift. Whereas if you're looking at something on video, your eyes aren't moving at the same time as that video. They're potentially moving at a different time to that video. So therefore you can see it. Does that make sense? Like when you're sat in a car and is it you rolling backwards or is it them going forwards? I don't know, that kind of
Well, if thing. Anyone's got the answer, thewhitenoiseshow@gmail.com. If anybody can answer me the question, why can I not see my eyes moving in a mirror? Yet if I were to look in a video, I would be able to see them moving.